Now, how does all that add up in our modern swing on quick look around on technology? I've just given you all the important data. I haven't given you the ramifications of this data or how it becomes fixed in this and how a thetan exactly does it. I haven't given you the mechanics of the situation, but I actually have given you the fundamental rationale which brings about aberration. And actually, there you can name a lot of parts to all this, but you've got it right here in just what I've just got through telling you. There's actually no more in the essence of the broad theory to the subject than just what I have told you. There's really no more to it. Now, the technology of how you free up somebody's attention, the exact method of how it is entrapped, the exact comparisons that trap it, the exact things he does to form these entrapments and that sort of thing, that's a broader field of technology. But it nevertheless has a total dependency on the data which I've just now given you. And when you're looking for the PC service facsimile, therefore, you are looking for that thing in present time on which his ideas are most fixated, his attention is most fixated in present time. That is what you're looking for when you have a service facsimile. If you find any cousins, sisters, aunts of the service facsimile kicking around and knock those out, any other stable data around, you're going to get tone arm flow. There's going to be flow, and it's going to express itself on that tone arm. Horses sleep in beds. You inadvertently hit on bedside tables. Oh, you get lots of flow because bedside tables is part of the bed, don't you see? And you get flow, 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 bedside tables. You see, you don't ever expect that it's connected with beds, much less suspect it's connected with horses. But you've got your paws on bedside tables. Therefore, you're finding something which is at least a first cousin to a service facsimile. Service facsimile, by definition, is the last op term or terminal that the individual has or is forming, has formed or is forming. It's the last pair of our eyes in combination. It's that pair that makes it. Last pair of our eyes formed up at the top of the last GPM postulated. That's exactly what the service facsimile is. It isn't anything else. But you're going to find a lot of cousins sitting around in there. Of course, he's busy getting this one together, see? Who opposes horses sleeping in beds, you see? A horse master, you see? So he's busy being a horse master or something like this. And that's his beingness and stable datum for life, you see? And what he is opposing is horses sleeping in beds. But horses sleeping in beds, he believes. You can get some kind of a ramification out of that. I'm not now trying to give you a neat picture of these last two items. That's beside the point. But just take it that they're there. See? Now, sitting around in their vicinity, you've got all kinds of things. You've got a horse master's hat, you see. So you've got a hat. You've got a whip. You've got boots. And you've got bed, or you've got posts, you see. Or you've got sheets. Or, you see, you've got all of these little additional items. See, there are tremendous number of items scattered around here, completely aside, you see, from a horse master and a bed and a horse. There's much more stuff. You get your hands on any one of those little things, you're going to get some tone arm action. Tone arm action actually depends on your getting your paws on one of those things. You can call any one of them for just practical purposes. You can call them, all I found, a service fact or something like that. I don't care whether you call it or not. That's not neat. That's not neat. You won't know whether it's a service fact or not until you found the actual GPM and found its two top items. And then you'll know what the service fact really was. And your face is going to get somewhat red. See? It's horses sleep in beds, you see? And it's something about horses in beds, you see? And, man, you had it all figured out that it was bedside tables and had to do with the second dynamic, you know? You had a table. Didn't have anything to do with the second dynamic at all. It had to do with the fifth dynamic. Quite amusing. You'll nearly always find yourself that far off when you're just entering from the top with R3SC. So just expect to be. You'll be on the safe side. The chances of you actually finding the service facsimile itself in a combination of two items is not merely rare. It's impossible.
he'll get that well. It's impossible. Can't be done. It requires the illumination of knowing they are part of that bank before they are recognizable to the PC. PC just won't recognize them, that's all. Even if you found them, the PC would reject them. Because they don't identify with the goal. You don't have the combination of the last goal closest to PT, you see, and those two RIs and their relationship to that goal, and then you've got to get those three things before you get a total, hey, what do you know? See? And then you get it, see? But before that, you could have actually had it on the list. It wouldn't have meant anything to the PC. So you're not going to find the PC service facsimile. Do you understand? But go ahead, try like mad. Because it's on that route that you're going to find the last GPM. Every one of these little goofball things, like the bedside table, a bedside lamp, a chamber pot that sits under the bed, any one of these things, you find these things, you know, and he adds them all up, and that fits over there, and they don't fit any such place, but that's all right. He adds them all up, and you get tone arm action, you list for the thing, and he won't get any real relationship of how this relates with that, but he gets some action. It does mean something in his environment, does have something to do with it. By the way, tremendous subjects come into this. Somebody's suddenly going to cognize that we're dealing with also Freudian fetishism. This is Freudian fetishism. Some narrow perimeter of this would be fetishes. You know, the guy is absolutely fixated on getting hold of women's dancing pumps. You know, he has closets full of them. You know, all of this sort of thing. That's a Freudian fetish. They went through all sorts of wild things along this particular direction. But they're simply objects associated on some distant perimeter with the service facsimile. And, of course, a person seldom is that fixated on any object. It actually is not common to all cases. But you will find these things around. It's rather fun to look at them. You'll find grandfather's pipe or something like that, you see. Well, you get lots of action on the thing, you see. Terrific, you see. PC had an ally, and he figured it all out. And he got it all taped and that sort of thing. And he won't have anything to do with it when you finally get the service facsimile. If service facsimile maybe has something about pipes in it, you know, steam pipes or something. Not anything about smoking pipes. But you got too close an identification. So all of these things get identified into the bundle because he is incapable of inspecting them very freely. They cross-associate, and you can bleed charge. Now, what has got the PC so re-stimulated that you can't get tone arm action? The two top RIs of the last GPM formed or being formed. That's what's got him so re-stimulated. That's what makes his present time so miserable. And that's what charges up his tone arm so it won't move. It even cross-influences into auditing re-stimulation. Because his auditing is being monitored by these two top RIs. So, when you get down to the final chips are in, you haven't got any choice but to find the PC's goal. Not the PC's backtrack goal to be a giant, you see. That's a very nice goal, and we appreciate that he had that goal, but that happens to be 1,070,000,000,000 a goal. You can't even write 1,070,000,000,000 on this wall. You couldn't, just writing along with normal size figures, just writing and writing and writing. You couldn't write them on this wall. That's a lot of time. And that's not present time. You can, however, go skipping by goal oppose, goal oppose, goal oppose, goal oppose. You can bring it on up to PT. See? When you get it up to PT, why? You'll see it ticking as the PT goal, and it ticks yes. You know, Ouija board your meter. Is this the present time GPM, you see? Is this the goal you've last formed? This is the goal closest to present time. Tick. All right. And whatever the goal says, is this tick? This wrong goal. No read. Wrongly worded goal. No read. Right goal tick. Present time goal tick. Then you look it over yourself and find out whether or not you think so. Like it could be the goal to be big, you see, or something like this. That's present time goal. Look, self-evident, the fellow's here on earth. That isn't his present time goal. Self-evident. And he probably would have made some part of it if he had. Don't you see? It may look too high-toned a goal to you. In which case, you do another goal of pose on it. The worst that will happen to you, the very worst that will happen to you, is that you just run into greater and greater quantities of tone arm action. You're doing a goal of pose, but it is the present time goal, so you're peeling off the lower goals off of it. Or you eventually see you just run into more and more tone arm action, so you just ask it on the meter, is this the present time goal? And you get a nice read now. And there it is, and you list for its top-up term. You know, for what would be the latest item formed or the latest idea formed concerning this goal to catch catfish, whatever it is. List it out. Get a reasonable list, not 189 pages, listing the guy back and forth, up and through, and back and forth through his GPM, and back and forth through his GPM, and back and forth through his GPM. Eye sockets getting darker and darker, and face getting blacker and blacker, and back and forth through GPM. Well, we actually haven't run all the tone arm action out of it yet. We've only got 189 pages of listing. No, that, I'm afraid that isn't quite the sensible way to go about it. You're listing to find the top-op term. However you find the top-op term is how you find the top-op term. You want the top-op term. You don't want a list. And when you do this reasonable length of list, you know, and you got a clean needle, listing to clean needle is very excellent. You got a clean needle, there you got it. And you null it down, and you see one of them goes click, one kind or another. Nice little slash or surge or something. Let the PC cognite on it for a while. Prep check it, and you'll see the most gorgeous rocket read you ever saw, and you needn't have seen a second momentary, even for an instant, rocket read the whole way. And that's a discovery. Now, the way you've been finding goals is you get the goal, and you lay it out, you prep check it, and if it doesn't rocket read, it isn't the goal, and so forth. You have to prep check it until it rocket reads, and the thing is falling off the pin, and so forth. Hey, what if this goal is to be God? Trillions hundred. And you're prep checking some PC at trillions hundred while his top RI is auditing. What do you think's liable to happen? The RI, the service fac in which he is sitting, and he's frozen in right here in present time, is auditing, and that's an op term. And the terminal is a screamer. Or an ARC breaky PC. Found that on a list the other day, and the auditor tried to sell it to me as a terminal. It turned out to be an op term, fortunately. But look at here. There he is up here in PT with all that restimulation, seeing his environment and everything else falling in on his head. Those RIs are all ready to pull in. You take him back to trillions a hundred to prep check a goal. You going to get there? You going to see an RR? You going to see an ARC breaky PC? Going to be a little bit too much strain, isn't it? So what's this add up to? This adds up to the difficulties in finding PC's goals was getting PC's goals to rocket read. That was the difficulty in finding PC's goals, not getting the PC to volunteer what his goal was, because PCs are always giving you a big sell on what their goal is. And that's easy. You say somebody, so forth and so on. You can finally get something to read in this direction, see. But to get it to rocket rate, to get it all polished up and laid out and that sort of thing, that was our trouble. Well, you can do this whole operation without any prep checking and bring it off with only ticks up to the point where you have prep checked the top op term. And your first rocket read is after you've prep checked, after you've given the PC the top op term and prep checked it, and then and only then do you see your first rocket read. It'll be gorgeous. You don't even have each GPM rocket reading. You don't even have a goal rocket reading. Not doing anything with it at all. That's the way to find a service factor. Slippery. Sneaky. Now, I'll give you the exact way you go about this, guy. I've left you rather stonied, and that's not quite complete. But I haven't told you all the steps, either. Now, the first thing you do is to find what you fondly hope is, and which the PC implicitly believes is, his service facsimile, which gives you enough tone arm action to act as an anchor to windward. This is St. Hill method of finding, not just finding somebody's service facsimile, but actually clearing the whole case to AOT. There's the way you go about it, see? You just hunt and punch around enough till you know you've got your paws on something that will bring about excellent tone arm action. And then you don't use it. Well, what do you want it for? Well, just for this reason. If you run a session totally without tone arm action, your PC's going to be pretty miserable, and he's not going to get any gain from auditing, and his morale's going to go down. He's going to feel bad the next day. You're going to get into a no-auditing situation with great rapidity, see? So we take this thing called a service fact, we hunt and punch around until we find something that can produce tone arm action. We know it can't. All we've got to do is prep check it or run right wrong on it or domination. PC's trying to cognite on it, you know, and that sort of thing, and try to run this thing desperately and get tone arm action and all that sort of thing, and you found it, see? And for some reason or other, you don't do anything with it. It's going to produce tone arm action. Now, therefore, you can afford half of your next session, if not two-thirds of it, to flounder around where the GPMs are growing with no tone arm action at all. And if you haven't gotten any tone arm action in the first half or two-thirds of the session, and you haven't really got any place or got your hands on anything, and you've made a few bum steers, you can still cheerily say to the PC, all right, now we're going to run your service facsimile. Why the hell weren't you doing it earlier? Well, that's right. That's all right. That's all right. So pocket it, get some TA action. The PC comes out of it feeling fine. He's got some auditing, right? Next session, he comes back in expecting to run peanut boilers or whatever it was. You start looking for GPM, see? Half the session, two-thirds of the session goes by and you still haven't produced adequate tone arm action. You still got a service facsimile to run. So he gets the session, doesn't he? Everything's fine. His morale's staying up. Everything is fine. The next session, if you're going this long, you've just been a complete knucklehead up to this point. So. You do your other list, and you've ruled out a few things now, and what you've tried isn't so good, and so forth. Now, this one, about a third of the way through the session, you found the goal to be wonderful. And it went tick, and you said to the PC, is that your actual goal, or is that an implant, GPM? And your search out found it to tick every time you said, is that an actual goal of yours? Well, we're not going to get that thing to rocket read, because that is way back down the track. But we're going to go, what goal would oppose to be wonderful? And we're going to complete a list. And we're going to find a goal. And we're going to use this goal we find. It just ticked. The goal we find, just nice, healthy tick left in on the list. And we're going to ask about this goal. This goal, is that an actual GPM? Don't you see? Going to go through the same routine as though we just found it, originally. Is that an actual GPM? Is that, you know, your own GPM and so forth? And is it so forth? And is it a present time goal? And, of course, naturally it isn't most of the time. You got it all straight. Don't prep check it or anything silly like that, because we don't want it live, see? Ah, let's roll up our sleeves and do a new goal opposed list, see? And it was to be a schnook. Okay, so we say, what goal would oppose to be a schnook, see? And we get to be an evil being or something like this, don't you see? That's pretty high tone. Do the same thing with it. Sort it all out, don't you see? We finally move him up. We don't care if we moved him through 20 of these things. We found this little tab out. There was one goal that he claimed was his goal. We could get a tick every time we said, is that your goal personally? Not an implant goal. He's always very interested in it. You guys are very lucky. For instance, I can look right over here. Guy over there's got a goal to understand. See, I can look over here. I know what goal you've got. Just watching your records, you understand? You know, because absorbed attention, whenever you hit those implant goals, you know. Boy, that ran, you know. Boy, that was a good one. Got a big send out of this implant goal. Hell, naturally, got a big send out of the implant goals, your own goal, except that was the implant lock on it. See, so you're rich. So anyway, you just take that goal. Take that goal and say, is that your actual goal? Tick, see? And so on. Do a goal opposed list and move that thing by goal opposed list only, you see, up to PT. And you finally get something. Is this your PT goal? You're very suspicious of that because sometimes you can be three goals away from the PT GPM and it will still read it's your PT goal. We just haven't discovered that other. There's reasons for this too, and I can give you the clue what happens when you've got the PT goal and you do a goal opposed list against it. You don't land the guy up in the future with Buck Rogers. See? So you just do your goal opposed. Your goal opposed, a reasonable length of list, see? And you just list your needle clean, null the thing down, it ought to null easily. You get your goal opposed list item, and you've got a new goal, go through the same business with that. You could occasionally, you know, mess it up. You didn't get the right goal, or you fell into an implant goal, but you'll sort all that out on a meter, see? Just make sure that you got the PC's own goal, and it's closer to the PT than the goal you had last time, see? All right, now, when you finally get his PT goal, you can still be suspicious of it and list what goal would oppose it. See? To drown myself. See? That's a nice PT goal. See? To drown myself. That's pretty real for PT. All right. Now, I don't say it'd be anybody's actual goal. That's why I'm paraphrasing it. All right. So, we list what goal would oppose it, and we can't make it. We can't do anything with this list because we keep developing more and more tone arm action. We're not now developing less and less tone arm action the way you do on a normal goal opposed list, you see, if you're not up there. You're going to produce more and more tone arm action. This needle is going to get floppier and floppier and looser and looser. The PC isn't going to ARC break. Mostly because you're listing toward what his ideas would be sometime in the future, don't you think? But you're actually unburdening this goal. And when you start running the PT goal, you just start running into more and more TA action and more TA action. So you know better than to continue that list. When I'm saying more and more TA action, I mean TA action, not 0.25 divisions every hour or something like that. I'm talking about TA action, you know? You know, TA action, you know? It's action, you know? You know, action. Good action. Hot. You start running, and you find the further you run, the hotter it gets. You know you must be listing a goal opposed against the PT goal. Because there isn't anything there to list against, and all you can do is run out the PT goal. You can also sometimes produce a blowdown. When you picked up the PC's goal, you list against it, produce more tone arm action. You sometimes can produce a tremendous amount of blowdown by saying, are there several of your own goals on this list? See? He just picked up his goal out of thin air and started listing. It was the PT goal. Of course, you list back track goals off the thing. You won't find one of them. See, you just keep listing them. You'll find out a lot of them will start reading little bits. And the TA action is the thing to keep your eye on, though. You just, by listing against the PT goal, what would oppose that goal, you just get more and more TA action. Becomes a fruitless task trying to find another goal. Now you're real safe. The meter says that it's the PT goal, and the list and everything says the PT goal. Everybody knows it's the PT goal. All right, you want a list for the top op term. By this time, you no longer need this other service facsimile to Windard because you're producing so much TA action that you won't be able to record it anyway. So the thing to do is to list for that top op term and get yourself a nice list for the top op term. Now, it isn't probably the top op term. The thing is truncated. So you really don't know, and the PC doesn't know, if he started to oppose the goal yet or not. You can ask that on the meter and clarify it for the PC. Have you started to oppose this goal yet, or are you still on the side of trying to execute it? One or the other will read, and you can tell the PC, so he's got some kind of an idea what to list for. But even that isn't totally reliable. But you could help a PC out to that degree. You merely want the latest opposition terminal formed for this GPM or for this goal to catch catfish or to drown myself or whatever it is. And just have him list the thing. All right, so he lists this, and you get one. You null it down. You got to list it to clean needle. That's the main trick. And you list it down. You get a nice clean needle, and you null it. Don't have two rocket reading items on the list. All the listing directions apply here. But I wouldn't worry too much about this or worry too much about whether it's the top op term because, you know, I mean, don't beat the guy to death for 15 sessions trying to find out if it's the top op term when it obviously is giving a hell of a lot of TA action. Well, don't cognite yet. We don't know whether it's the top op term. Shut up now. Be very careful. We don't know whether it's so on and so on. When you actually hit the top op term, the needle tends to go mad. I mean, if you hit the top op term and it went tick and you got no turn arm action, no cognition, I would think at that moment you probably didn't have the top op term. This is the way to look at it. You know, the expected manifestation is that he's going to get a lot of action out of this thing. All right, there you are. You got the top op term. Now, there it is. Let the PC cognite on it. One of the tricks of 3M2 is after you've given the PC his item, you sit still. That's one of the tricks. You sit still, let him cognite for a while. When he kind of slows down on this whole thing, you put in your prep check buttons, big mid-roots. Just big mid-roots on this thing. Get as far as you can, or get as far as you can without annoying the PC, and call the item, and you're going to see a gorgeous rocket read. And it's probably the first rocket read you will have seen in the whole operation. Real slippy. That's real fancy. That's cutting corners. That's driving with one hand at 90 miles an hour with your feet on the top of the windshield. You understand? That's going around every corner on two wheels. That's making sure of nothing. Now, I did that whole operation I've just counted to you, did the whole operation in 2 hours and 50 minutes. I don't expect you to do it in 2 hours and 50 minutes, but I'm not talking a theoretical procedure which hasn't been done. I didn't find the service back as part of that 2 hours and 50 minutes. That took me closer to 6 hours. Something that would make the tone arm go boom, 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 see? So I could turn it on, unburden the case enough so the case could run. But then every other part of the operation, I told you, and now listen carefully, the PC on no goals list had ever put the present time goal, including the operation I was conducting, had never put this goal on a goals list and didn't while I was straightening it out and checking it. This was a goal that I had seen give half a rocket read 4 months ago. It went just accidentally called it. It was in a channel of implant goals. And couldn't get the implant goal to run. And yet the thing went pow. See, I saw it to half a fire. Couldn't get any close to it. But ever afterwards, whenever you ticked it, called it, it ticked. Finally, she said to the PC out of thin air, is that your own GPM? Tick! And used it. Turned out to be the PT GPM. Interesting. Now, that's what I mean by cutting around corners, because it's definitely against the law to give a PC a goal. PC had never at any time had ever said that was PC's goal. So that's definitely against the law. And you shouldn't foist a goal off on the PC. And the only excuse I would have to do this is the PC did mention it at the time it went tick. You know, did half a rocket read. PC speculated on it for just an instant months ago, and it was seen to fire. So there were several other goals in this category that had been presented up at one time or another, but none of those ticked as the PC's own goal. You could call those off to disappear. See? Now, is that your own actual goal? The deadest meter you ever saw, you see? To this, to that, you see? You know, to be sexual, to be this, to be that, you know? Other kinds of goals that have time to time been listed, you see? Is that your own? And all of them flunked the test. None of them would read. And finally, I remembered this other one goal that I had seen read and mentioned that, and it went, ping! And that was it. Never did see it rocket read beyond a half slash 4 months ago. So this is done fast and rapidly just from knowing the PC or from examining the PC's record very carefully. Now, supposing you inherit a new PC. Well, he's mentioned goals, and he's thought of goals, and you look back through it again. And if you're real clever, you'll always draw a red pencil box around any goal or an important datum of this kind, so it's easily track-backable, too. But yeah, it's very, very clever to do that on a PC's auditor reports or print it big so that it's indicated well. But in actual fact, I don't think the PC would have come up with this goal under interrogation. But there were several other goals. And on careful search, I would have got one of those to read. Because when they were listed laterally, they tried to do little quarter-inch RR slashes. And they were the PC's actual GPMs. In other words, here was a lot of points of interest. I'm just giving you the extreme case of an auditor 4 months before has seen a goal do a half flash when the PC mentioned it. See, half a rocket read. And then the auditor just runs out of chances. Just on an indifferent, you know, just shuffle out a few cards. The auditor says, oh, well, I don't know, let's see, what goals have I seen? What have I ever seen rocket read? And pulls that goal out of the hat and calls it, says that's your own GPM. Plang! See? You get the idea. But this is just auditor observation, what has fired on the PC. Well, that's driving with one hand on the wheel and your feet on the top of the windshield on a curving road at 90 miles an hour. You recognize that. Because you that's cutting it awful close. All right, but what did one wind up with? One not only wound up with the PC service facsimile, with this exact operation I've given you, not only wound up with the PC's actual service facsimile, but in a position to run the PC all the way to OT. Chug-a-da, 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 chug-a-da. See, 12 hours hence, I will have that bank, the whole first GPM, every item found in it all the way down and found back up to the top and cleaned up slick as a whistle on the basis of an item every 15 minutes, which is rather fast auditing, but which can be done. That's one goal down. But when you hit that one RI, see, that first RI, when you really hit it right on the button, that makes all the sense there is to make. This accounts for all the present time restimulation. This accounts for everything. And if you're only looking for service facsimiles, that method I have just given you, I would very thoroughly recommend to you, because it is safe to this degree. Supposing we had picked goal of Poe, we hadn't come anywhere near finding the next goal up. Supposing the many slips twixt cup and free clear had occurred, we could still turn around, put in the mid-routes for the session rather rapidly, turn around, get the PC some tone armac before the end of the session, PC would feel good, ready to go again. See? Yeah, that's all to the good. See, you're working at both ends from the middle. You finally wind up with it, and it tells you then that the reason we have not been able to find goals on PCs is because of the overburden of the top-up term and the top terminal. Accumulating as they do all of the debris of present time, they therefore mask the top GPM or any other GPM we're looking for. There sits the PC with the roof pulled in, and of course you can't get him to rocket read like that on his own actual goals. So his own actual goals have tended to stay a lost commodity. But we used to find them 2-3 years ago. We used to find them with a tick. Many a slip twixt cup and lip, man. But we still were able to find them with ticks. Now, if you find them and stack them in on an opposition, you know, what goal would oppose the goal you found, you're moving the guy on up to PT, moving him up to the PTGPM. You know now what it is. Now you list its top up term, you're going to find the PC service facsimile. It's going to make all the difference in the world. And all of that overburden is suddenly going to go... Bluff. And so, of course, at that moment, you don't call a goal even. Just ignore it. You just got the top up term. It's going to rocket read like mad. Well, anything that improved the rocket read to that degree, you're certainly on the GPM line. You haven't got anything misworded. There aren't any mistakes here, man. So you're going to oppose this thing, you're going to get the next one, you're going to oppose that, you're going to next, I'm going to oppose, next, I'm going to oppose, next, I'm going to oppose, and going down to the bottom of the bank, and finally arrive at the bottom of it, and you're going to clean that up, and you're going to list it right back on up to top again, and you're going to see meter, action, meter, action, meter, action, meter, action, meter, action. Now he has a new problem. He has a new problem. Brand new problem now. He's against detectives. See? Against detectives now. Can't read the newspapers without getting all re-stimulated. Always coming into session re-stimulated. Terrible situation, you see. And we find that we've got a GPM, something like that, to be unlocated or something, you see. We're running this, and we handle it in the same way. Of course, we've got it now by running it properly and running it on down. You're going to be the only fault you have in actually running GPMs is not following a sensible routine, overlisting, skipping banks, listing items backwards, these various traps and frailties and follies that you can run into. Skip down over a whole GPM and start running the one below, leaving a whole GPM in place, and then wonder why the PC is coming apart in the auditor's chair and not noticing. But look, we have all of our list ARC break assessments. They're all data assembly material now. You know what's going on. We got lots of things to prevent difficulties with one way or the other. Used to do long, 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 arduous, 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 oh, terrible, aching, painful lists, goal opposed list of items to find a top opterm, you see. Oh, my, on and on and on, the PC caving in. Everybody hated to do one of those things because it was too grim. Actually take the risk of asking PC to do a represent on the top op terms. What might it be, do a list? These things have simplified. Doesn't say that you're not going to make mistakes doing it. Doesn't say that because mistakes are there to be made. The picture I drew you yesterday is a picture of the bank, and that's exactly what you're running. That way you not only find that datum, which prevents observation in present time at any given instant, you also find the source of the datum, which is the goal, and all other data related to it, and then all other lower goals on which it depends, and all other actions of whatever kind. When you get to the other end of the line, you got an OT. You're directly on your line. That's how it is done. The only security measure that you take in it is to make sure that your goal responds as the PC's goal. And make sure before you start on a bunch of listings and fumblings around, one kind or another, make sure, very, very sure, that you got an anchor to windward. Can you produce tone arm action on this PC? All right, there's a very neat package of clearing that is based on the exact essentials and construction of the human mind and on the truths I've given you in this lecture. Wish you luck with it. Thank you.